between the two countries have recently spiked. Comprehensive ceasefire for Ukraine remains elusive. Negotiators met yesterday a second round of talks. They could only agree to exchange their dead and seriously wounded troops. This despite President Trump's attempts to end the bloodshed.
Time has passed, and despite huge amounts of diplomatic effort, it doesn't seem to be showing any particular results for the US at the moment. And despite having also made a number of concessions and angered the Ukrainian government a lot with the kinds of things Donald Trump has been saying they will have to give away, it doesn't seem to have moved Moscow, and they seem to be waiting for something else or something more.
The BBC's Gary O'Donnell. It's been a fairly quiet day on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow trading about 64 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 78 points, the S&P ahead too. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker will not be seeking another term in office. He made the announcement on Monday, saying that serving as state's attorney has been the honor of a lifetime, and it's been an incredible experience that he will always cherish. He says it's time to let someone else have a try. Two older teens and two juveniles have been arrested on gun and drug charges in Baltimore. City police say officers were conducting an investigation in the 800 block of North Curley Street Sunday evening when they located the suspects who fled the scene. Patrol officers and the Foxtrot unit followed the suspects, and four young men between the ages of 16 and 19 were taken into custody. Police say they recovered five guns, four weapons modifications, ammunition, and suspected drugs. All four suspects were taken to central booking and charged as adults. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Now, more than ever, Lowe's knows what you want, the lowest price guarantee. If you find qualifying lower prices on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Get ready for a Maryland mashup you won't forget. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, happening Friday, June the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs and all-you-can-laugh as we take the gloves off and roast our buddy, Chuck Whitaker, no holds barred. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry, bring your best laugh. Let's make it a night to remember.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles go into their three-game set with the Mariners tonight with a rejuvenated starting pitching staff. Bird starters over the last eight games, they're 6-2 in that stretch, pitching to a 2.01 earned run average, allowing two runs or less six times with six quality starts. Manager Tony Mancelino on the staff.
They were awesome. I feel like it's been trending this way for a while. I feel like after those couple starts against, I think it was the Nationals, first 2 days of the change, I mean, those were tough days, but I feel like after that, we've been in every game. And so I feel like the starting pitching has been really good here, you know, going over a couple weeks now.
Ravens OTAs continue in Owings Mills today with a rededicated Lamar Jackson at the controls. Hard to imagine a better season than Lamar had last year. 41 touchdown passes, only four INTs. But head coach John Harbaugh says Lamar just doesn't stop.
He works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You see by the way he threw the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready.
And finally, Catonsville's Nick Barrett's bid to earn a spot in the 125th U.S. Open ended in heart-wrenching fashion yesterday when he was disqualified for not signing his scorecard in a timely fashion after completing his first qualifying event at the Woodmont Country Club in Rockville. Barrett is a 31-year-old UPS driver. Another local product, Brandon Berry, who played college golf at Loyola, finished two strokes out of contention for a spot. Coming up in 30 minutes, Colton Cowser returns. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Tuesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, look for mostly sunny skies, highs mainly in the low to mid 80s. It will be a bit hazy at times with some of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 69 degrees in Essex, 71 in Owings Mills, and 63 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the latest in the Colorado anti-Semitic terrorist attack to start the show. We do have some text messages I do want to read that some of you sent over on that one. But we're also joined in studio by Delegate Ryan Araki as well. And I wish we had more time. He's got a ton of stuff going on. But we were talking about some of the bills that took effect. And we were also talking about the situation with the squatters. If you haven't seen it, go to Fox 45's website. You'll see Spotlight Maryland, okay? And I know Patrick does stories with Spotlight, and I know Gary Collins. Gary Collins has a story on squatters that is very interesting. Now, if you got to hear Delegate Araki, he was talking about the fact that he did put in legislation. And, of course, it did not pass, which is so bizarre. But he put in legislation to be able to remove these squatters after 14 days. And as the delegate pointed out, I mean, that's way too long. I should be able to call the cops and you should be removed within, 2 hours. I mean, it's my house. That's my house. But, of course, it didn't pass. And it makes you really scratch your heads as to why. My whole thing, and I don't know if I could ever, verify this, but I'd said it before. We have a lot of people in Annapolis that are making decisions for you and I that have no experience in real life. And what I mean by that is you have people that have never had a real job outside of, working for government, right? And one of those people, actually, Mayor Brandon Scott, if you think about it, he's not in the Maryland General Assembly, but in his entire adult life, anywhere that he has worked as an adult has been within government, within City Hall. He was with Stephanie Rawlings-Blake at one point in time, and then he was the city council member, and then he went on to be the interim city council president, and now he's the mayor, right? So he's climbed his way to the top, but he doesn't really have any experience in the private sector. Which you would think, if you've got the mayor who oversees the private sector, you would want him to know how important the private sector, is for Baltimore. And sometimes, when he's out there, remember he gave the American Rescue Plan money? $641 million in ARPA funds came to town. And we saw him divvying it up to all these nonprofits and these charities and, like, his friends, the homies at Safe Streets. And I'm thinking, the reason that we were told that that money was coming out of Washington was because of all of the business owners, right? The private sector that had to close for business due to the government dictating that they can no longer keep their doors open during the pandemic. That's why they received these checks. not for them to take the money and give it to nonprofits and all these other people. That's why. It was to support the businesses that had to shutter. He didn't do that. I think there are many states where they didn't do that. But when I think about his experience as an adult and in life, possibly this guy has no idea how hard it is to keep a restaurant afloat. Look, it's difficult without a pandemic, without having the government tell you to close your doors, right? I mean, the turnaround on employees, you got some kids, you know, they might work there during the summer when they're home from college, and then just all the other nightmares that you have. There's people that could be stealing because you're dealing with a lot of cash. There's a lot going on. I say this all the time. To run and to have a restaurant, and, you know, props to all of you that do it. But at this point, especially in the state of Maryland, with the taxes, the fees, the regulations, it's got to be like running a charity. It's got to be like running a charity. And what I love is you hear people, they're like, well, they own such and such, or they own this, so they must be rolling in dough. It's like, what? Do you understand the markup on food? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, that's why with restaurants here, even in Maryland, I'm thinking, man, if I don't have a liquor license, I ain't opening. You know? At least, you know, pick up some money there. But when you have these people making decisions that have no life experience, this is what you get. And I say this in relation to the squatters because this is just me being nosy and talking to people and understanding, like, where people live and stuff like that. There are many Democrats in Annapolis. There are some Republicans, but there's many Democrats in Annapolis that don't own homes. They're not paying a mortgage. They don't have a property where they're trying to sell it or rent it. They don't own hardly anything. There are people in Annapolis right now that don't own a vehicle. So when you're seeing the vehicle registration fees, the gas tax, the excise tax, the tire tax, you're seeing all these other things. There are many people in Annapolis that don't even own a vehicle. They have no idea what it's like to have to pay a car note. They don't have insurance. So all the carjackings that you're seeing and all the, you know, the car robberies and all those other things, you know, all of this is raising the insurance for those that pay their car insurance. But there are people in Annapolis that don't. Like, how can you make decisions on my behalf if you're not even adulting in life? No wonder you're making these stupid decisions. You have no idea what it's like to own property. And, you know, when you own property, you treat it much differently. This is what we talk about with those that own property versus the renters or those on Section 8. You treat it much differently. My neighbor, you know, he was walking by yesterday. I pulled out the lawnmower. Now, there is somebody that comes to mow our lawn every 3 weeks, right? But with all the rain, I know you guys know this, with all the rain, you know, our grass is growing pretty fast. So I have like this little lawnmower that I'll get out myself just because I hate the way it looks. I know. So anyways, I'm out there and here's Olivia. She's pulling the dog in the wagon, just playing outside. But I got my little lawnmower out there because I'm like, look, I want my property to look nice. I don't want to be the house on the corner with, you know, grass growing tall and looking all shiesty. You know what I mean? I got landscaping lights out there now. I love it. But you know, when you actually put into your property and you care for your property, yes, you are going to do things like that. Even if it looks crazy, with, you know, little old me out there with the lawnmower pushing it. I don't care. I take care of it. And so this is where I think we've got this, you know, we've got this situation where I don't think many of those in Annapolis making these decisions, I don't think they can relate. Like the squatter situation, we go to the phone lines here. I see there's some people want to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. As when you have squatters, say, you know, with your property, say you just bought a home and you're trying to, you know, sell your home, but, you know, you had a situation where you were able to purchase your home and now, you know, maybe you've got to put some changes, make some changes on your home so you can sell for a better price. Maybe you've got to, you know, redo the deck or you got to do this or do that, put new windows in, yeah, whatever. And so you're fixing it up so you can get a high dollar for it. Well, in that meantime, what if possibly you have squatters that come and live in this home while you're trying to get it in order to sell, which you absolutely need to sell because now you've got another mortgage to pay, right? Because now you're in your new house. Could you imagine having to wait, even with the legislation? Again, I don't understand why Delegate Naraki did it, because he wanted to get it through. But could you imagine having to wait 14 days for these people to leave? And then when they leave, you're going to have to hope and pray they didn't do something to the hardwood floors, they didn't do something to the carpet, they didn't break the toilets, right? Think about it. You don't have a hole in the drywall. But there are people in Annapolis, their minds don't even think about these simple things. They've never owned a home. It's wild to think about this, isn't it? Very, very wild. But I think this is how we're getting to a point where we've got all these things, all these bills that are passing in the Maryland General Assembly. And I think it was Delegate LaToya Cagolo. She pointed out the young lady that wanted the condoms in vending machines for kids in elementary schools. She was saying how her kid goes to private school, so she would never have to deal with the condom vending machine in a public school because her kids don't go to public schools. There's a lot of people in Annapolis where their kids are going to private schools. Yet they're making decisions like the Kerwin or the Blueprint for public school students or the sexually explicit books for Carroll County and other counties, and their kids don't even go to public school. Here lies the problem. I've got Roger at Owings Mills. Roger, did you want to weigh in on this?
I did, Kim. I just thank you for the opportunity to talk with you. I think I've been a community organizer, and I've been a private business owner. And the difference is that as a community organizer, I had to deal with a lot of different things. And as a legislature, the one thing different between a community organizer, which they are, because they try to get consensus, and a business owner is the Constitution. I could fire anybody I wanted, but as a community organizer, I didn't have that power because of the Constitution. So there's a distinction that's got to be made. You just can't be a business owner because I wasn't restricted by the Constitution. And as a legislator, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Roger, let me ask you this, because you said you're, yes, you know, in the community. When you talk to people, do they understand that a lot of what they're seeing, whether it's the taxes, the fees, and all those other things, do they put it together that it's those in Annapolis that are making the decision, or even those, like, say, on county council or such? Do they see that, or do they not understand how this all works?
Well, first off, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, but what I'm saying is the problem here, both on the left and the right, we need, just like you're doing, Kim, we need to talk with each other because there's corruption on both sides.
So you think there's corruption on both sides in Maryland?
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll just see how fair and balanced you are. What can you say negatively, really negatively, about anything on the right or Trump? Can you? I challenge you to say anything negative about Trump, because no one's perfect.
No, no one's perfect. I would say his personal life is a bit questionable.
So, Kim, let me challenge you. Give me something that you feel Trump was wrong on.
What was he wrong on? As in recently or his first term, or does it matter?
You cannot do it, can you?
I can. Roger, I'll tell you right now. There was in 2016, there was a black council with President Trump's first term. I was actually kicked off of that council because I did not appreciate the fact that he was taking money from the Special Olympics. So I was kicked off of the council. And I voiced my opinion, and they were mad I took it public.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you. You did it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Roger.
Yeah.
When it comes to what's going on here in the state of Maryland, you said that there is corruption on both sides and there's a problem on both sides. Let me be very clear. The Republicans have no say what's going on in the state. Yes or no?
That's true.
So,
but I would say this. If the Republicans were in power, they would be as corrupt.
Roger, you can't. That's an assumption there. You can't say that, because right now it's Republicans like Delegate Ryan Naraki that's trying to hold at least, you know, some people's feet to the fire and not pushing through so many things like the condoms and the vending machines for kids and stuff like that. I mean, you have to admit here that this is a serious problem, and it's only really in Maryland. It's only on the left.
Well, Yeah, you know what? I have a feeling our system, we tried to create a system that was like justice is blind and all that. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that, thank goodness for two parties, but I do feel that the problem that we need to really, really hold their feet to the fire, be it Republicans or Democrats, is there corruption? Is there, when people, you know, they power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That was, said that.
Yeah.
But I think that we need to really step back, have a common denominator, go in, look at our own common decency, and call it as it is.
Well, Roger, if you take your logic, you know, then we can't do that until we stop having this one-party mob rule, which you just pointed out.
Yeah, but we don't have... Yeah, but if you take it, you're right. We have mob rule here. But I could say the same thing about Trump. They have the Supreme Court. They have the legislature.
The Supreme Court is not in his favor in many occasions. I think we could agree on that one.
Exactly. Thank goodness for that. You're right. So good point. Good point. He does not Supreme Court. What I'm saying is that when people are in power, let's really take a dispassionate look at what they're doing and call them on it. And I'm not sure that both the left and the right don't do that. Look, I'm a lefty. And frankly, Kim, I want to say this, that I have better conversations with the right, who are more open, than the left, who cut me off. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Roger, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the conversation, and hopefully we'll get more people that'll be able to talk the issues through.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And look, this is what I love. I love the fact that there are people on both sides that listen to the show. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with old friends, and of course, WCBM. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not, I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100 or simply go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Tuesday on the show. Someone wants NATO and the U.S. involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Let's hope Donald Trump doesn't take the bait. Plus, an energy nonprofit says Joe Biden's executive actions regarding the climate are criminal.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth.
Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, all right. I love having good conversations with people on the other side of the aisle. And I will say, you know, when it comes to the state of Maryland, we do. We have a one-party mob rule. And when I really sit back and think about it, I put the puzzle pieces together. Not only do we have this one party that's really making all the decisions here, but as I mentioned, in Annapolis, you've got people making decisions that don't own cars, that don't own homes, that do not have children, that do not have children in public school. I mean, it's just like, you know, they can't relate, obviously. Obviously. Yet they're making decisions for us, right? A lot of these people, you know, forget all that stuff. Think about all the decisions they're making for business owners. Yet they've never owned a business and might not even know anyone that owns a business and has no idea how it works, especially in the private sector, right? This is a problem. This is a problem. I don't have a ton of time, but I see my friend Caroline is on the line. Caroline, we were talking about squatters.
Yeah, you were. I just, I actually, back in February, I think, sent you an email when I first encountered this situation, and I'm so glad that you are now talking about it. I want to tell you a true story. We're just wrapping up a squatter situation, and I just wanted to run through the timeline and the facts so that your listeners and hopefully those in higher places can get a real sense of a real life situation.
Yep. Caroline, I got about 2 minutes.
In November, we had a tenant move out of one of my buildings. We turned it over in December. Weather prevented us from listing it. On January 20th, we went over to check buildings, to open them up, make sure that they were okay, and we discovered a squatter in one of my buildings. She'd been there since January 15th. She produced the lease. She produced an application. She said she had given this guy like $5,000, and she was living there. We gave her an opportunity to fill out an application to qualify as a tenant. She didn't qualify. She refused to move at our request because she had a lease. So we ended up having to take her to court, do the wrongful detainer thing. It took 60 days to get into court. Finally got her evicted. Eviction was just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
She was there for the eviction. She had already removed the lock. She was still moving stuff out. We went back in. She did damages to the building. All told, I'm not going to go through the breakdown, but all loss, money. Let's talk about the money. All loss from the time that the tenant moved out to the time now, it's now June, 4.5 months later, I'm out
$29,815. $29,000? Caroline, I got to come up with a break here, but are you going to be able to recoup any of that money? Is anybody...
Well, not from her, because according to my lawyer, she had a lease, but she doesn't have my lease, and I can't take her to court for damages without my lease.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for sharing that. We'll talk about more of this when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Prosecutors say the Egyptian national is accused of trying to burn people to death in Boulder, Colorado, says he wanted them all to die, had no regrets, and if he could, he'd do it again. The victims had gathered to support Israeli hostages in Gaza. They were then attacked by a man with a flamethrower who was also hurling Molotov cocktails. The suspect faces a raft of state charges and a federal hate crime charge. Several women are suing the Baltimore Public Schools, alleging they were sexually abused by a special ed teacher decades ago. Trade may be the topic of a phone call this week between President Trump and China's President Xi Jinping. Keeping an eye on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 72 points, while the Nasdaq trading 68 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds will be in the Great Northwest tonight trying to build on that three-game sweep of the lowly White Sox. They'll take on the Mariners in the first of three, and they'll do it with Colton Cowser back in the lineup. The Milkman reinstated from the IL after breaking his thumb in the first week of the season and missing 54 games. Tomo Sugano will take the hill for Baltimore at 9:40 p.m. Meanwhile, through 29 home dates, attendance at Camden Yards is down 8%, off 2,000 per game from a year ago. If you do the math, with an average ticket price of $35 and the Orioles' share of parking and concessions revenue, O's in-stadium revenue would be lower by $10 to $15 million this year. Ravens back at it in Owings Mills for week two of OTAs. The workouts are voluntary, but most of the Ravens veterans are here. And there's a reason for that, says edge rusher Odafe Owe.
We're tired of finishing in spots where we shouldn't have finished. We're just trying to capitalize. And you can tell by guys like Lamar, D-Hop, Deion, Bate, Bro, K-Ham, Beeks, guys that, you know, don't, like you said, don't have to be here. But we're here. We're putting in the work. It's a testament to what the goal is in the future.
And finally, at the French Open, Maryland native Francis Tiafoe and Tommy Paul made history Sunday, becoming the first pair of Americans to make the final eight at Roland Garros Stadium since 1996. Tiafoe grew up in Hyattsville and trained at the Junior Tennis Champions Center in College Park and attended DeMatha High School. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local golfer's bid for the U.S. Open ends in heartbreak. And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Look for partly cloudy skies today. Temperatures a little bit warmer in the low to mid 80s. We will see some of the hazy conditions with the smoke from the Canadian wildfires in our area. Temperatures really warming up later this week. We'll see upper 80s, even some lower 90s as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. Next chance for rain comes this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, sorry about that. Caroline had to go to break there. But thank you so much for calling in. $29,000, if you didn't hear, Caroline lost out because she had a squatter in her property. Caroline, I did go back. I found your email. It's like February 19th you sent that. I apologize, but hopefully you don't mind. I'm going to forward this over to Gary Collins at Spotlight Maryland because he is still working on this. And this is just another piece of the story here because, you know, even though we heard about, I guess, what did Doug and Iraqi call it? The cash for keys, where you had a property owner pay a family, I guess, $3,000 to move out of his property. Meanwhile, that family said that they ended up paying $7,500 to move into the property from somebody that had the fake documents, similar to, I guess, what happened with Caroline. So she sounds like she, you know, and I could be wrong here, but it sounds like she finally got them out. Again, she sent that email to me on February 19th. She said they just moved out weeks ago. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then she had to spend $29,000 in damages. So now I can understand why the cash for keys sometimes makes a lot of sense, because by the time you take them to court, by the time the court actually acts, they could put a lot of damage or damage could be done to your property where it would have been cheaper for you to just pay them to leave, you know, the first day you find out that they're there. What a mess this is. You know, and this is what they ended up, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but Governor Ron DeSantis, they had to deal with this in Florida. And when we had Delegate Ryan DeRocky, I think we had Delegate Kathy Schlega in the studio as well. When they were talking about this before the session started, this last session, they said that this was a huge problem and it is just as bad here as it is in Florida. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't hear about this. And at that time, I didn't hear about this. But you know what? Clearly, this is a problem. Oh, man. We were also talking about that those in Annapolis, they don't seem to really be able to relate. And I don't know. Again, I'm not saying this to demean anybody or be condescending. Please don't think that. I'm not. I'm just saying that there are a lot of people in Annapolis that do not own their own home. They've never had their own business, right? They never had to run a business or sign payroll. You know, they don't have any kids or their kids don't go to public school. They might go to private school. So I think it's very hard for them to relate to the average person that is dealing with all of these things. And possibly this is why decisions aren't being made in our best interest. You know, maybe it's not just them following an agenda. This is also, you know, maybe this is another piece of it. I got Mac in Hamilton. Mac, did you want to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. For years I've been thinking what you're saying, and nobody seems to talk about it. Until I had kids and a mortgage, had to work in the private sector for at least a decade, I didn't understand what was going on.
Right.
And having to live under the tax laws and other laws. So you put some kid who's like 21 years old in office, his on-the-job training is how to get himself more money and give his friends money, and he doesn't know what the real world is like.
Yeah. Yeah. Mac, so you were thinking about this before also then?
Oh, for several years. How it's so ridiculous. Adults should know better that young adults aren't capable of making such wide-ranging and expensive decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think you should. I've been telling people, minimum 30 years old, you can go into politics.
Right, which makes the sense why they have that minimum age requirement on the Oval Office, where you have to be 35 years old. It
right.
makes sense.
That might also be the best age to start anybody in politics. I mean, it's
yeah, yeah. They need life experience.
You know, it's just once you realize what life's about and you go through the school of hard knocks and have to live with real life, only then can you responsibly and with wisdom or knowledge or both make decisions like they are, wide-ranging decisions that affect everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mac, thank you so much for weighing in. I thought it was just me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Have a great week. Yeah, no, you know what? And we also talked about it, honestly, in a way. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore when he was discussing the broad tax. And remember, McCormick and Schmidt had to go up to Annapolis and testify. And it was like, dude, if you do this, we're out of here. And, you know, then the more we thought about it, it was like, all right, he was at the Robin Hood Foundation, which is a nonprofit. He was, you know, I guess he did work in some companies in the private sector, but I don't know – I don't know if he was at management level then. You know what I mean? So in a way, I thought maybe Governor Westmore doesn't realize, you know, just how all these taxes and everything adds up. Another piece of this, we talk about raising the minimum wage. That I am for certain. They don't get it in Annapolis because it was Senator Corey, I always get him confused with Senator McCrary. Is that it? McCrae. Senator Corey McCrae. He wanted to raise the minimum wage, remember, $20 an hour. And I said, this guy's got to be, he's got to be an idiot. I mean, think about the low IQ on this guy. But again, if you really, truly think about it, if he has no idea that most employers today, especially in this economy, the supply chain issues that we had, the pandemic that we just had, possibly he has no idea that you cannot raise the minimum wage in this climate. That's a possibility. So possibly it's not maybe just, you know, it might just be ignorance. Ugh, how disappointing. I got some text messages here. Tiffany DeCounty says, Kim, I don't think Maryland Republicans are corrupt, but they have failed. They have a heart issue. Although Trump didn't do all the job cutting he wanted to do, Republicans never stood up for their constituents impacted by the cuts. They said nothing about government workers and nothing about those involved with research at Hopkins or any of the other universities. Recent graduates were the main ones who lost their job, and they happened to be the innocent ones. After seeing Republicans root for the fall of their own state, I'd be lying if I said it didn't impact the way I view the party. Tiffany says business owners should be treated fairly, but so should everyone else. This is our state, born and raised. I will never root for its demise. Again, Tiffany, the county. Tiffany, I can understand that. I guess here's where I stood on it. Maybe this is why you didn't hear me say much about it. In my view, those cuts that were made, whether, you know, it's those federal jobs, some of the things happening with USAID, like you mentioned, the Hopkins jobs. In my view, those were not jobs or positions that were actually necessary. And when I'm thinking about, again, the private sector, if I have a $1 trillion deficit, and obviously that's not the case, right, in the private sector, but if I had this deficit, and I had to make some cuts because otherwise my business would go under, I would cut the individuals, even if they were just hired, I would cut the individuals that are there for whether it's like, you know, more job training or the experience or those that are not absolutely necessary, I would have to cut them. I would have to make that decision. And so in my view, I felt as though that is what DOGE was doing. That was what, you know, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, that's what they were doing. They were figuring out, you know, which jobs were actually necessary because we are facing this deficit as a country. And if their job, look, and I'm sure those young people were thinking, oh, wow, I just got this job with the federal government. I'm going to have great benefits. I'm going to be, you know, on my way. And I get that. And it probably was great when they heard it and they got accepted and all this other stuff. It was probably an amazing experience. But if your job isn't necessary and I'm facing a deficit, I got to let you go. And it's unfortunate, but that's how I look at it. Now, if they come forward, you know, and say that these positions were absolutely necessary, which I guess there were some people that they cut and then had to rehire. I believe that was a situation at one of the agencies. I'm trying to think, which was it at Social Security? I'm trying to think back. Then yes, that's a problem. That's a problem. But there were many people that were saying, and this is what Elon Musk was saying at the time, was that there was so much bloat, right? There was so much pork, you know, in all of this, that it was almost difficult to see which positions were actually necessary because of the way that they had some of their job duties. Because remember, he sent out that email and he said, you guys have until this day to send back what you've been working on for the past week or so. He said at that time he was trying to figure out who was actually working, number one, who was actually getting their emails and responding to them, and then what they were actually doing. And so I guess there were some cases where people didn't respond or they felt like they didn't have to respond, and some of those people were cut. And then finally, of course, then, you know, they're talking to, I guess, whoever's, you know, who does oversight on their job on a daily basis, then they're saying, okay, well, now, you know, now you're going to have to hire them back because obviously that person was supposed to be here. See, it was a mess. It was. I will say that. It was messy. But if you're Elon Musk, and this is the difference between the private sector and government, if you're Elon Musk, you're going in there like Elon Musk would go in there, how he kind of went in when he took over Twitter, right? He went in, he saw who was just there, and then he saw those that were necessary, and he cut a ton of people that were just there. And from my understanding, that's why President Trump brought him on, is because Trump wanted him to do in the federal government what he just did at Twitter, now X. Hopefully I'm making sense with this conversation. Because there's so many pieces. There's a lot of moving pieces. Tiffany, you're right on this. But I guess I look at it as, it was necessary. And is it heartbreaking? Sure. Absolutely. I'm sure for many people it was heartbreaking. But, if I'm in business, so your heart breaks. I got a business to run, right? And I know that's probably not the way that many people want to look at it. And maybe that's why we had our caller earlier that was a community activist or advocate. There are some people, and I understand, that's how you are as a person. Like, you care much more about the people that you do about, possibly not going in debt or, the job itself. And I understand there are some people that are like that. That's why I say there's type A personalities and type B. A lot of times, if you look at business owners, they have type A personalities. You know, this is just business. I'm sorry that your heart's breaking here. You're giving me the sob story. It sounds awful. Like, that's why I was mad at, Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, who's a Republican, who I consider a friend, talking about maternity leave on Capitol Hill. Get that out of here. Look, you decided that you wanted to run for Congress. You also decided at the same time that you want to be a mom. That's got nothing to do with me or taxpayers, okay? And so if that's the decision you made, then I am going to already assume that you figured out how to handle it as a woman. Because this is just business. And I guess not everybody thinks about it that way. Some people are a little more sympathetic to others. And I'm not that person. I know, it sounds awful. It sounds bad. But I think this is how we have to run government, similar to how we run a business, if we want it to be efficient. That's just my take on it. I got a call here. Mark in Connecticut. Hey, Mark, how are you? Did you want to talk about the squatters?
Yes, ma'am, and the political corruption. So with the squatters, I'm missing the part where there's accountability for the people who are frauding the squatters and the property owners,
the individuals
that are making up the fake lease.
Yeah, so that's what Delegate Ryan Araki was saying. That was part of his legislation. Was he wanted to go after those individuals just as much as he wanted to go after the squatters, if not more.
I can't believe that we need new legislation to go after for someone for fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, that's theft of service or fraud. And the property owner should be able to sue that person, the fraudster,
I was getting the impression, Mark, that possibly it was hard to track those people down.
Yeah. Now, to augment your story, there's a huge problem with that in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is one of the many problems I have with Fannie Willis down there. She needs to refocus and focus on Georgia. But they have a huge problem with squatters, and title fraud, people actually selling the whole building homes out from under. Yeah. Huge problem. And, that's where those DAs, they need to focus on problems at home. Another thing with the political corruption and the high salaries that DOGE has exposed, I worked in city government for a number of years, and I observed how that's how you pay people off. You don't use your money, and you just use the public tax dollar, create a job for them, with the union people. Hey, we're going to create this new job. It's doing nothing, but I need to pay this person $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And now, boom, and they have a seat in the room just pushing papers at $60,000 a year. That's not necessary. It happens. And we see this with that's happening in police departments. A lot of people are just given overtime that they're not really working. You know, the person signing off on it is the benefactor of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, Mark. And so, you know what? We'd also talk about that because I've seen times where somebody's kid will get a job in government as a favor to what, you know, whatever that parent did, or if they were a big donor, or if they hosted a fundraiser. So, yes, I agree with you. It happens all the time.
Yes, yes. And then it needs to be, you know, one of the problems with the with jobs like that, and also these minimum wage jobs, they're not meant to raise a family on. You know,
yeah.
those are jobs, the Stop and Shop bagging grocery jobs and the cashier jobs. Those are jobs for, you know, high schoolers or, you know, part-time people, retired people, or people who, you know, are starting out, college students. To expect to manage to pay a mortgage off of entry-level minimum wage jobs is just unrealistic. And I think that's what a lot of politicians are kind of engineering the general public to think.
Yeah.
That, hey, you can go and get the, and you can't. You need a skill. You need a job that requires a skill where that company needs you.
Right, right. Mark, straight, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Have a great one.
You too. Yeah, and you know what? We'll talk about this a little bit when we get back as well. But I also want to give you guys a CNN poll that really delivered bad news for the Democrat Party for a lot of what we're talking about right now. But, you know, when Governor Westmore, remember he had that press conference and he was talking about, oh, we got 4,000 McDonald's jobs. This is so great. At the same time, you had Corey McCray advocating for McDonald's to raise their minimum wage for $20 an hour. I mean, this is, again, it's just, I think they are missing this. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to be rude, demeaning, condescending, or any of these things. I think that there is a level of ignorance here within government in the state of Maryland. We'll discuss where we get back.
Now, more than ever, Lowe's knows what you want. The lowest price guarantee. If you find qualifying lower prices on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
At WCVM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation here. You know what? I'm glad that we were talking about squatters. I'm glad that Delegate Ryan Araki was able to come in. Hopefully next session they'll get this done. I know they're going to end up in a special session in fall. Would love to see the squatters bill make a comeback this fall. Firefighter John says in a text line, Kim, watch out. You're starting to advocate for a policy to get squatters out of houses that are very similar to what Donald Trump is trying to do with illegal aliens. Pay them to leave. Laugh out loud. Have a great day. Again, as always, thank you for your service, John. You know, I hope I don't sound like that. I don't want to pay squatters to leave. I don't want to. You know what? And you might have saw this with Gary Collins in his report with Spotlight Maryland. It is now to the point where not only do people, you know, are paying people to leave, like the cash for keys thing, they're also hiring, they're outsourcing like a strong arm, like the mafia. You know what I mean? Like, so apparently, and it's not funny, but apparently there are some property owners, which I would think that this would be many, you know, if you were more like myself and, you know, you don't want to hurt anybody, but, you know, it is what it is. Well, there are some property owners that are calling individuals to come and throw these squatters out, like literally kick the door open and drag these people out by their arms and legs. I don't advocate for that, of course, you know, but I can see why people are doing it. Because if you think about it, I mean, look at what Caroline told us. $29,000 she had to pay by the time she got those squatters out of one of her properties. $29,000. She's not going to be able to recoup that. The state's not on the hook. The people that sold the false lease agreement to the squatters, they're not on the hook. The squatters took the false lease agreement in the first place because they don't have any money. So they can't pay the $29,000, and they're not going to. So Caroline's out of $29,000. This is a mess. Also, the Democrat Party, do I have time to play this clip from CNN? No, I'll play it when I get back. All right. Well, the Democrat Party got some bad news from a new CNN poll. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Also, don't forget, if you haven't, go to WCBM.com. Take part in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I know it probably seems silly, but we're going to get into the conversation here. Tinder now allows users to filter by height. And so the big question, a lot of men are asking this. A lot of men want to be able to filter users by weight. And I want to know, should that be allowed? Yes or no? Yes or no? How do you feel about that? We'll talk about that. And then also, we've got a couple of local stories. Like I said, DJS is now taking some heat. You've got more whistleblowers coming forward talking about the staffing and working conditions in some of these juvenile detention centers, which, look, I believe the whistleblowers 100%. I believe that the staffers are in danger, and I believe that there are juveniles that are most likely not being treated very well behind DJS doors. I think it's a free-for-all. I think that they need to come in, kick open the door, and there's going to be a full-on investigation from an outside source. Nobody here in the state. Full-on investigation. It sounds like a mess. All right, we're also going to talk about the prices of eggs. I noticed nobody called me lately to tell me about the price of eggs. They kept, you know, remember at first when President Trump got in, they said, oh, he's been in office now for a week. The price of eggs have not gone down. Well, guess what? The price of eggs have dropped significantly. When we get back, I'll tell you the percentage on that. I also want to just go back over the back and forth I had with Councilman Zeke Cohen. He really should talk to some BG employees about what's going on with the energy here in the state.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners.